Austrian doctors said today that Ukraine's presidential candidate Viktor Yushchenko was poisoned with dioxin. Yushchenko mysteriously fell ill in September. His face became bloated and pockmarked. The opposition leader accused Ukrainian authorities of poisoning him. To find out more about dioxin, we called Dr. Arnold Schechter. He's professor of environmental sciences at the University of Texas School of Public Health at Southwestern Medical School in Dallas. He had not seen Yushchenko's medical records, but was able to talk about dioxin and its effect on humans.
Dioxins are chemicals that are unwanted byproducts of certain industrial products. Everyone has small amounts of dioxins in them since the industrial age descended upon us. They were found most famously contaminating Agent Orange, which was herbicides we used. They're found from incineration. They're very persistent and very toxic, and they cause a number of types of illness.
Now, the Austrian doctor who treated Viktor Yushchenko has said he found very high concentrations of dioxin in his body, and he believes it was administered orally. Could this happen accidentally?
No. Usually dioxins get into us through the food chain. They're fat-soluble, and the only other poisoning that was deliberately done that I know of actually was done in Vienna. They believed that a small portion of dioxin had been put in food and had been consumed and poisoned the people in a fashion that's remarkably similar to what Mr. Yushchenko has.
If we assume this was a deliberate poisoning, mm-hmm. Why dioxin?
Well, it's a very good chemical to use. You'd almost never think of it. Just a small drop put on meat or fish or anything with animal fats in it. You wouldn't taste it, you wouldn't see it, and the person would not become ill for a few days, 2 weeks after being poisoned. It's very hard to detect.
The person we're talking about here, Viktor Yushchenko, could become the next president of Ukraine. His symptoms are very severe. He apparently has ulcers throughout his digestive tract. He's got incredible acne and apparently severe pain. At one point, he was on the campaign trail with a morphine drip in his spine.
That's characteristic of what's seen in poisoning.
What's the prognosis?
It's a very slow recovery. If the amount is the least bit high, and high could just be a drop of pure dioxin, the woman I consulted with in Vienna, who was deliberately poisoned, was very ill for a number of years after her poisoning. This is something that stays in your body for, in some cases, many decades. There's no good way to remove dioxin once it gets in your body, and you have to know what symptoms to expect, what diseases to expect to be ready to treat them or try to prevent them.
How could someone manufacture this quantity of dioxin if someone were going to poison another person?
It is manufactured for a number of different reasons. Small amounts are manufactured for use in chemical and animal testing research. And larger amounts have been manufactured as weapons of chemical warfare or chemical terrorism. Soviet Union was aware of this, that dioxin could be used, and so were a number of other countries.
But could an individual do this?
Yes, it could be done by a chemist who knew what he or she was doing.
Dr. Arnold Schechter edited a book called Dioxins and Health. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your interest.